All right, let's get into it. Can someone explain how a kid from Albany, yes, the tiny FCS Albany, goes first round and makes the Pro Bowl straight out the gate? Meet Jared Bloody Verse.
I'm Vixie, and I'm feeling fired up. Listen, this one's got speed, grit, and a middle finger to the so-called experts who think pedigree is everything. Buckle up, folks.
Look, here's the lay of the land. Jared Isaiah Verse, born November 2000, Dayton, Ohio. Grew up bouncing between Pennsylvania and North Carolina, ended up at Central Columbia High back in PA. Two-way player, defensive end and tight end, three straight all-PHAC nods, hoops on the side, and the Blue Jays 4x400 relay wins a state title. That is not a normal edge rusher resume. That's a toolbox. Speed, stamina, hands, coordination, the whole damn kit.
A defensive end, by the way, for those at the back. He's your edge hammer. He hunts quarterbacks and sets the edge so outside runs die early.
Tackle for loss means he tosses someone for negative yards. A strip sack is robbing the QB while planting him in the turf. It's beautiful violence when done right. He redshirts at Albany in 2019. Then that COVID spring in early 2021 turns into a freak show. Four games, 22 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, four sacks, CAA Defensive Rookie of the Year. Then 2021 hits and he just keeps swinging. 53 tackles, 11.5 TFL, 9.5 sacks, first team all CAA. I mean, honestly, how many times do we need to see this before people stop pretending FCS means slow? To be fair, it's rare, but rarity doesn't mean impossible. Then the leap. 2022. Florida State, ACC, bright lights, bigger bodies, nastier protections. And he still rips it. 48 tackles, 17 TFL, 9 sacks. Seminoles defensive MVP, first team All-ACC, All-American. Then he does it again in 2023. Defensive MVP repeat, first team, All-American, 9 more sacks. Respect where it's due. The man didn't just climb the ladder, he torched it on the way up.
Draft time, 2024. The Los Angeles Rams take him 19th overall. And in week one at Ford Field on Sunday Night Football against the Lions, he gets his first NFL sack right out of the gate. September, he snags Defensive Rookie of the Month with 19 tackles, 5 TFL, 1 sack, and he closes games like a bouncer at 3 a.m. Week 13, 4th and 3, strip sacks Derek Carr to seal it. That's clutch gene, mate.
Postseason that year, wild card against the Vikings, he scoops a fumble and sprints 57 yards for a touchdown, a defensive end doing track star things. This is the good shit right here. Next week, divisional round versus the Eagles. 4 tackles, 3 TFL, 2 sacks. Team bows out, sure. Verse doesn't. Season totals for the rookie. 66 tackles, 11 TFL, 4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 recoveries, and he's the only Ram in the Pro Bowl. Also wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. Oh, this again. He's a problem.
Year 2, 2025. He levels up the sacks to 7.5, forces 3 fumbles, hits his second straight Pro Bowl. Week 17, Atlanta. He blocks a Zane Gonzalez field goal and takes it 76 yards to the house. Field goal blocker and return man, for real. Postseason, sacks Sam Darnold in the NFC title game, because of course he does. Through 2 seasons, 12 sacks, 22 tackles for loss, and he's barely out of nappies in NFL years.
And now the shockwave. June 2026, the Rams ship Jared Verse plus a 2027 first, a 2028 second, and a 2029 third to Cleveland for Myles Garrett. Read that again. Both teams basically rewired their future. The Browns are betting on a younger edge destroyer entering his prime. The Rams go all in on a proven all-pro. Unbelievable, but not surprising. The league treats pass rush like gold bars.
Big question time. What if he never left Albany? Would we be here? My take? No, not like this, not this fast. You can scream all you want about talent finds a way. Yeah, no, the machine loves pedigree. Without those Florida State tapes against ACC lines, he's a day two or day three coin flip for the same scouts who swear they watch every snap but still chase combine sparkle over real production. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? The guy gave you four games of chaos in 2021, and you needed logo validation on the helmet. I swear. Here's why the portal mattered. It put a spotlight on traits that never cared about division labels. Explosion off the snap. Nasty leverage. Violent hands. Closing speed that turns a 57-yard fumble into six. It's not that Albany didn't build him. They absolutely did. It's that Florida State handed him the megaphone. And once he had the mic, he didn't mumble, he screamed. Important footnote on the man behind the helmet. Family matters. Dad Eric, former Marine turned engineer. Mum Jeanine in marketing, steering recruiting when it could have gone sideways. Five siblings. That's discipline plus organisation baked into the DNA. Pair that with a kid who ran state championship relays and bullied tackles off the edge, and you get a pro who doesn't blink on Sunday night or January football. Personal note, to be fair, I'm biased toward jumpers, the ones who dare. I once ditched a cushy radio slot for a pirate station under a bloody freeway overpass. No HR, no safety net, just amps humming and dead air one mistake away. It was chaos. It was honest. I learned more in 6 months there than 3 years in corporate beige. Sometimes you need a new stage, mate. Same instrument, different venue. Suddenly the volume knob goes to 11.
That's Jared Verse. New stage, same engine, louder crowd. And now Cleveland gets that motor. If you're a Browns fan, celebrate. If you're a tackle on their schedule, call your therapist. Finally, someone gets it. Invest in edge, invest in speed, invest in people who don't wait for permission. Bloody hell, that story's got me all riled up. Respect where it's due. Verse, you're a legend in the making. And to the scouts who still ignore FCS because it doesn't fit your spreadsheet, grow a spine. Watch the tape. Stop wasting everyone's time. Back in my day, people had fucking standards.
Here's the takeaway. And I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them. Results beat resume. Speed kills. Rings need rush. Verse proved it at Albany, screened it at Florida State, confirmed it in LA, and he's bringing that storm to Cleveland. If you still think level of competition is destiny, you're the reason mediocrity keeps its job. Fix it, society. And for the love of guitars tuned to drop D, stop doubting the kids who taught your cozy narratives. Fuck entitlement. Earn it.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and tune in tomorrow. And if you disagree, you know where to find me. Bring facts, not feelings. Fucking hell.